Well, now to Washington and that tweet yesterday from President Trump with an outright admission that the 2016 Trump Tower meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer was set up to get information on his opponent, Hillary Clinton. The president tweeted just about the same thing a year ago, saying most politicians would have gone to a meeting in order to get info on an opponent. That's politics. But his spokespeople shot that down then, saying the meeting was about Russian adoptions. And that's been the line. And yesterday, the president added to his admission that it was about getting dirt, that it was totally legal. On CNN, Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow echoed that claim.
Here's the legal issue. What law was violated by that meeting? And your experts have said it too? Nothing. And at the end of the day, that's what this is about.
Well, Rick Hassin is professor of law and political science at the University of California, Irvine. He also runs the election law blog. Professor Rick, what is the law here?
Well, there could be a number of laws that could be implicated, but the one that I would focus on has to do with the solicitation of foreign contributions. And so it's illegal to ask for a contribution from a foreign government or a foreign entity or a foreign person, whether they're donating dollars to the campaign or donating something of value, which could include opposition research. And well, so that's the question.
Well, you just said something interesting. I want to pick up on it. You said it's illegal to ask for. And I'm wondering, is that the law, or does the law say it's illegal for the foreign national or government to make the contribution? In other words, because the Trumps could say, well, we didn't ask for this. They approached us.
Right. So one thing that's illegal is for the foreign entity to make the contribution. Another thing that's illegal is for a campaign to accept the contribution. Another thing that's illegal is for the campaign to solicit a contribution. And the statute's been interpreted that you cannot give substantial assistance to a foreign entity to facilitate the giving of a contribution to a campaign. So there are a number of things related to foreign influence over our elections that are illegal.
And do you think it was? Do you think this was an illegal meeting that will raise that law?
If, in fact, Donald Trump Jr. solicited this opposition research, which is a thing of value, that could be a civil violation for which the Federal Election Commission could impose a fine. For it to move into the criminal area, there would have to be a willful violation. So you'd have to know that you were violating the campaign finance law. If you didn't know that there was a law that prohibited this kind of conduct, then it would be very difficult for prosecutors to prove that there was a willful violation.
Well, a couple things. You know, we have some emails that we've seen. We have Donald Trump Jr.'s testimony before Congress. If it was true that he didn't know that this was illegal, he could have said it then. He could have said, I just didn't know. We know that he was told by go-betweens that these people had some dirt on Hillary. I think the exchange was something like Don Jr. saying, if that's what you've got, I want to see it.
Yes, I would love it.
I would love it. So it's been documented that he knew that that might be presented in the meeting.
Right, but that doesn't tell you that he knew that it was illegal for him to accept it. And also, it may not have been clear what it was at the time. There's some debate as to whether or not opposition research could count as a thing of value for purposes of the campaign finance laws. And some have even argued there's some First Amendment right to receive this information under the First Amendment, it shouldn't be considered a thing of value. I don't agree with that, but I certainly think that's the argument we're going to see going forward if it can be proven that Don Jr. has, in fact, willfully violated this provision.
Well, but again, just to the point that it matters whether or not you knew something was illegal. He could have said it when the New York Times revealed the meeting. Instead, he tried to communicate, and we know now that the president was dictating his statement. This was confirmed by the president's lawyers in June. The statement that said, no, it was about Russian adoption.
Right. That certainly looks like a cover-up. But the burden would be on the prosecutors to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he knew it was illegal at the time that he did it. Yeah. And that's a heavy burden, as it should be. But, you know, we don't know what the prosecutors know about Donald Trump Jr.'s state of mind or the state of mind of other people who are in the meeting, and also the state of mind of the president. Because if he helped to facilitate this, then he could be in some potential legal jeopardy.
Well, the other thing the president said is that nothing came from the meeting. And again, the reporting on the meeting seems to indicate that's true. At least there was no dirt on Hillary Clinton. Is the president right that that then doesn't make it illegal, even if they thought going into the meeting they were going to be getting that, you know, something of value from a foreign country.
I don't think that that would relieve anyone of criminal liability if you could otherwise prove it, because it is a crime just to solicit or to substantially assist the giving of a contribution. So if someone from another country says, I want to have a meeting where I'm going to give you your campaign $1 million, and you know that's illegal and you try to make it happen, the crime has been committed then, even if the $1 million never appears in the campaign's treasury.
There are also other considerations, the possible obstruction of justice, lying to Congress. Don Trump Jr. testified before Congress. We'll take those up at another time. But interesting to hear from Rick Hassin, professor of law and political science at the University of California, Irvine, about what exactly the campaign finance law is. And as you've explained it, there's still a lot of gray area. So, Professor, thank you.
Thank you so much.